I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Tuesday. And here we go, yep. Every time. Do it. Keep it going. What a voice. Love that. From Wild In. So good. Only three more days. Just three more days till Friday. This look at the celebrity trash is brought to you by Radio.com's I'm Listening special. During National Suicide Prevention Month and beyond, the I'm Listening initiative aims to ensure that mental health conversations are seen as commonplace and met with acceptance. With the power of shared stories and experiences from artists, athletes, health professionals, You will learn a lot and enjoy this show. You can join the two-hour event Wednesday, September 23rd, 6 p.m. Help us show how talk has the power to save lives and get more info at RadioAlice.com or radio.com/I'm-listening. I like that Intercom has initiatives like that.
I do too.
That and their one thing. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start with last night's Dancing with the Stars.
That How'd it happened. Go?
I don't know.
Fun? Did you like it?
The only story I saw about it today was that there was an ad that ran that made somebody on the show a little uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Bryn, I assume you have this ad ready to go. Should we just roll this thing?
Yeah, let me set up the video so you guys can watch it. I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's just...
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
$100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE. Thank you.
First break of the show.
Yeah, that would make me pretty... If I'm Carol Baskin, I think that'd make me pretty uncomfortable. They paid for that ad?
They paid for the ad.
That ran in prime time.
So here's the thing that I don't know. Did that run nationally? Or, I'm getting Nicole does lie. What about you, Brendan? Do you have a backup on that? You
know, I don't have a backup on it. I didn't see it. I actually watched some of the Dancing with the Stars yesterday. It was in the background.
You did?
Yeah, it was cracking me up. It was late until I was like, I shouldn't watch this. I was laughing too hard at the judges and just the cheesiness of it all.
Yeah, it's a cheesy show.
So Tyra's the new host, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did she do?
She's fine.
I watched. What happened was it was all over my social media, like Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and then TikTok. So that's how I knew it was nationally because everybody on TikTok was posting out that ad, and then about Carol Baskin's dance. And then I'm like, I have to watch this. So,
how did she do with the Eye of the Tiger?
Awful.
Oh, really?
Oh no!
Well, that's not
really
too surprising, is it? She's a kitty.
I cannot
lady.
Believe the show is still running.
I know. Did you see any of the other dances? There are some good dancers.
Yeah,
on there
were some good ones. Yeah.
So she made her debut last night on Dancing with the Stars, and she seemed to enjoy herself. Apparently, you know, whether she's a great dancer or not, they say that that's a great. If you want to lose some weight, go on Dancing with the Stars. Like people, you are working out 4, 5, 6 hours a day.
They're training hard. Yeah.
They train and they have to learn these new dances, and they're on. I'm sure there's like a nutritionist and. medical personnel making sure everybody's okay. So Tiger King star Carol Baskin debuts, and so does her commercial. And by her commercial, I mean the one that's basically accusing her of murdering her first husband.
So that's his family that paid for that?
Mm-hmm. So I assume that his family paid for it, but they're not the only ones on there. So it's Don's three daughters, Gail, Linda, and Donna, plus his former assistant, Anne McQueen, who you might remember from the show. Mm-hmm. You know, they did extensive interviews with her on Tiger King, and then the family attorney. And they're basically alleging that Carol Baskin did this. Was she involved? $100,000 reward.
I feel like it was already pretty pointed without them dropping her name, but then they just say it. Like, that is heavy, dude. I mean, you ask, like, I think you asked Nicole how her dance went. I'm going to be a little rattled if the commercial break before my dance names me as a possible suspect in the disappearance of my husband.
I think my dance is
going to be slightly off. My timing's a little off today. Jesus, that was incredible.
Well, do they do that show live? Because I'm wondering, actually, if she threw herself a little viewing party with all her friends, and that was the first time she saw that.
Oh, I think it's live, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I know next week is going to be live because they're going to do the live voting.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they have to do that live. I would think, though, that this is the part that gets weird.
Yes.
You'd think the people who cast her on the show would say, we're not going to take money from you for that commercial you want, because she's
you
the star
would
of our
think
show.
That. I so thought you, the same thing. Like, really? ABC took the money?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good.
It's that much more entertaining, though.
It's so great. I'm so glad they took the money. Like, that is my favorite new commercial. Five people staring into the camera with
baleful
looks
on their face. Can you play the part again where it says, or if Carol Baskin...
Yeah, play the whole thing again. Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
Please come forward with information.
Jesus! I mean, you're tainting the... aren't you? Aren't you just like whatever investigations there, whatever, however they end up in court, right? Haven't they just muddied the process a lot with that?
It does seem.
Good God, man!
Like those allegations being made on TV while she's dancing with the other stars. Don Lewis is the husband's name. The missing husband.
Jesus.
And Don Lewis's family feels that her participation in the dance competition undermines the ongoing investigation into his whereabouts and is a grossly insensitive decision by the show's producers. They were, however, happy to... They look, all they do over there is rake in the dough, I guess. I mean, they were like, oh, really? They'll pay $2.5 million for a 30-second commercial during Dancing with the Stars? We will take that money, and we will continue to let Carol Baskin be part of this. I hope she gets to stay on for a few weeks so we can see more of these ads. It's fantastic. Carol has always maintained her innocence in Don Lewis's disappearance case. Not convincingly, though. She can deny it. I guess unless they find a body, you know, there's not much that the people can do.
Remember her first husband before this current husband? She said she, like, when she ran away by throwing a potato at him, that's how she got away. And I was like, okay, that's how she
by throwing
innocent.
A potato at
remember, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was in the show. She said, like, she her first I think the her first husband, when she met John, like, she threw a potato and to get out the back door.
I'm
like,
so
like
this
I
is
thought
what,
the story was that she was walking down the street in the middle of the night or something.
Yes.
And that's when the new husband pulled up and said, hey, like, she had just walked out of her last marriage.
Yeah,
and was truly walking away from the house, like down the street.
Yeah, that's
when
what
this
happened.
Dude pulls up.
When Don Lewis pulled up?
Yeah,
or when
she escaped that night. Like, when she met Don Lewis, she was, like Vinny was saying, she was walking down the street, but she like left her house from her other husband by throwing a potato.
And, well, potatoes are hard. You know, that but, could you still want to clunk.
But
one
she
of
was
those.
Saying it was like a. It was just like, it didn't make sense. Her story made no sense.
Well, she's.
How she met Dawn, and
she's a crazy murderer. Yeah. So it actually, allegedly.
We allegedly.
I'm going on record. Come on, nobody just disappears.
The
potato's just funny. we need to talk potato.
She said that she was like, the potato saved my life. I'm like, okay. This lady's crazy.
The trip, though, is, in my opinion, in what world do you walk out? You're walking away from a marriage, literally, and that's the day you meet. In that moment,
you don't even know where you're going.
You up.
Yeah,
right.
That's and you get in the car, by the way. Oh, a strange man. And
right.
Well, I am looking for another situation. Let's see where this one goes. I did just huck a potato at someone.
I mean, that is really something else.
Is that a charmed life? It's not for Don Lewis, because Don wound up, she wound up killing that guy. So the potato guy got away lucky. And then that new husband that she had, remember they were showing the shots of them at their wedding day, and he's like on all fours, and she's got him like with a whip, and Jesus, what is going on there? Oh, these people. Anyway, Carol Baskin, the family of her missing second husband, apparently, is paying to have their ad accusing her. It's so
That's
good.
Amazing.
They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
I'm going to say yeah.
It's just so pointed. My God.
Carol Baskin, the lady you're watching dance right now on Dancing with the Stars? That one? The one who you just saw? Is she involved? So, because apparently Tiger King is just, it's still a total thing. Andy Dick is doing a Joe Exotic Tiger King mockumentary, and I'm actually looking at some of this. It's hilarious. He weirdly has Joe Exotic down. So listen, they call him here wild comic. I call him tragic comic Andy Dick. Like, I love Andy. I think he's so funny, but man, it's like his life is a series of self-fulfilling tragedies, things that he sets up in his own life. So he is playing Joe Exotic in his latest project, a Tiger King send-up called Tiger Dick. Hilarious. I guess the guy that he works with, I know. That's just because Andy Dick,
Of course.
So it centers on Andy Dick filming an exotic biopic with himself in the lead role and as an unstable version of himself between takes. So it's like a reality show about him shooting a show about Joe Exotic. So it's about Andy Dick playing Joe Exotic. I'm not sure exactly how it'll work, but his real life comedy act collaborator, I guess the guy's name is Paris Dillon, stars as the toothless former husband, John Finley,
okay.
Not the one who killed himself, but the one who, you remember that guy, right? He's got teeth now.
Teeth, and I think didn't he have a tattoo that he had to have covered or something like that?
On his belly.
Oh, yeah. Was it a penis? Was it Joe Exotic's
area
or something? You know, kind of.
I can't say I didn't watch the show, but I really didn't like it.
Well, you got to block that stuff out. Anyway, there were pictures of Andy Dick back in April dressed as Joe Exotic. It was unclear why at the time, but now it looks like, and I don't see a date on this, but there's a show called Tiger Dick, which is about Andy Dick playing Joe Exotic. And if I get more info, I'll give it to you, because the pictures of him in the getup it's just hilarious. Like, he's somehow perfect. Congratulations, Robert Pattinson. He has reportedly recovered from COVID-19. He's doing fine now, and Batman, the next installment, can get back to filming.
Resume shooting. Good.
Looks like it. So they're saying filming in the UK is either resuming this week or already has resumed. Nobody, they're being very tight-lipped. In fact, I don't believe there was ever any definitive confirmation that Robert Pattinson was the one who had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're saying he's fine, everyone's fine, we're back, we're getting back to work. Speaking of COVID, a lot of people are bitching that watching the NFL this weekend, lots of coaches were seen either not wearing masks or not wearing them properly, and the league is not going to stand for that, although they're not really saying what they'll do about it. Troy Vincent, who's the VP of football operations, says Protocol requires all individuals with bench area access, including coaches and members of the club, medical staff, to wear face coverings at all time. Failure to adhere to this requirement will result in accountability measures being imposed against offending individuals or clubs, but not specifying what the accountability measures will be, like fines. I don't know.
Well, look, I think they're dealing with a PR problem where that's concerned more than they're worried about, because they are, in a sense, with the team that they are traveling with. They're not moving to the other team in that, you know, in that capacity. Like, while they're working right. the sideline, they're in their own space. They are outdoors. But I don't disagree. And you're watching it and you go, hey, you should, what are you doing? I think one of the funniest
that thing
things
covers
I
your
saw
nose, please.
From the weekend was the Super Bowl winning coach and the champ, Kansas City Chiefs Andy Reid, tried to put on one of those plastic face masks.
The face shield.
And the face shield, and it was steaming up. And so
I saw that. I was like, oh no.
Twitter was putting out all of this classic, like, people have too much time on their hands, clearly.
And they're very creative.
They were doing Andy Reid's view of the field, and it's all fogged out and you can barely see players. I just thought, yeah, that guy's going to have to go mad.
They showed him with a clipboard. He's looking down at it. And he's just like, he can't see that.
Right.
That's not. Whatever. Yeah. Oh, there he is.
He tried. It's not going to work. He's going to have to go mask. Sorry, buddy.
He is going to have to go mask. There's no question. I mean, he stuck with it for a while. There were lots of pictures of him. Anyway, that's what's happening in the NFL right now. You remember good times when we were kids? You'd watch it. Ain't
of
we
course.
Lucky we got him? That's Jimmy J.J. Walker. Dynamite!
And rerun, right? Is that...
No, that
that's
was
what's
on,
happening.
That's what's happening, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so... what was his sister's name? Because
Was it Thelma or something?
Thelma? It was the Jackson. What's her name? Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson came on in like season 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was a little bit later in the thing. Although, they're saying, they don't say what part she played, but there was like sort of the original, I think, what was the mom's name? Florida, and then the dad was on. Yeah, although I will say, I do get a lot of the black sitcoms from the 70s mixed up. First of all, they were 40 years ago, and secondly, you know, we watched them all, and they often did roles on the other guy's show, and there were tons of guest stars. So, anyway, Good Times, which was
Dynamite.
Exactly, it was Dynamite. It's coming back as a cartoon, and Steph Curry is behind it.
Oh, cool.
So Netflix has picked up an animated reboot. Steph Curry and Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane are among the producers. So it's got kind of an all-star backing cast. The original series ran from 74 to 79, 6 seasons on CBS. It was the Evans family. They lived in a public housing project in a poor black neighborhood in inner city Chicago. Janet Jackson joined in the 5th season. No word on if any of the original cast will have voice roles or how it will differ from the original. One of the producers was saying it's going to be a lot edgier than because the original one, you know, it was a lot of fun and games. It was a comedy. And it sounds like it's going to be, there's a few like sort of gritty remakes coming back in here, but this one will be animated, and Steph Curry of the Warriors and Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane will be among the producers. And
it makes more sense that it's not a sitcom, because some of that, those housing situations are tragic.
Yes, that is not funny at all.
Right.
And yet families have to live there, and families can be fun things. And, you know, let's hope it's has some reality, but also has some, nobody wants to watch something where you cry at the end of every single episode. So I'm sure.
No, they'll have to mix it up. But I do believe that putting a big shiny gleam on public housing
look,
is a bad
the projects.
Idea.
They're great.
Right.
Nothing wrong here. Look away. And I'm out of time. So what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I'll get you up to date on the sports world. I've also got what's happening in your house.
Oh,
and some fast facts after the.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.